Tom Rosh Chodesh, Talmud Loima Vayemahu. Ibayemahu Yochal Nibayoyim. Talmud Loima, right? There's a Talmud Loima. Peshot, Sheish Machza Mor Menochal Nefanach.
What's this piece going on?
Yochal Rosh Chodesh, I would call it the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, begins already from Rosh Chodesh. Talmud Loima, Talmud Loima, Ibayemahu Yochal Nibayoyim, I would call it Erev Pesach. Talmud Loima, right, Al-Maqtaz Murim Yechlu, Peshot, Sheish Machza Mor Menochal Nefanach. Peshot, what's the harm in it from Rosh Chodesh? This is a double omic, something very deep. That Yitzis Mitzrayim was the end of Olam Hazeh. It was like the, almost like the marble. Dream finally drowned in the Yamsuf. Yamsuf was a bechin of a marble. In other words, Mitzrayim was the world. Parai was Melech, said the Gemara Megillah, over the whole world. He was one of the kings that was Melech Bekippah, he ruled over the whole world. So drowning the Egyptians is like bringing a marble into the world. If they represent the world of then, so that's why the Yom Suf is called the Yom Suf. Yusuf is the same word as Soif. Soif means at the end. There was a marble that destroyed that world. A completely new world was created by Pesach, by Yitzis Mitzrayim, and by the Yom Suf. What's the Pesach? Shrodetz Yedua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that it should look like, it should look one way, and through the Chil of Adam Rishon, the Tzadas, is the world turned out another way. We know that the Eitz Hadas was called the Eitz Hadas Toiv V'ra. Eitz Hadas Toiv V'ra. If you eat from the Eitz Hadas, then you mix the Toiv and the Ra. If you didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas, then you separate the Toiv from the Ra. That was the difference between eating from the Eitz Hadas and not eating from the Eitz Hadas. Because Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, is all the koichos ha-toiv and all the koichos ha-ra and the bria got mixed together. If he wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas, then toiv and ra would have remained separate. Remeda, the ra, wouldn't have had the yinika from the toiv. He wouldn't be able to sap any chios, any koch from the toiv, because the ra itself doesn't have any chios. It just noshes, steals from the toiv. If he wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas, he wouldn't have got mixed up, because then the toiv and the ra would have been separated. When the toiv and the ra separated, then the ra just vanishes, and all you're left with toiv. That's the way the world. That's what the world should have been. If Adam Rishon wouldn't have sinned and he would have entered Shabbos, we know that Shabbos is a mitzvah of Kiddush. And the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Avdallah are both the same mitzvahs. That's why the Rambam's shita is that we know that mitzvah Kiddush is minat Torah. Havdalah we paskin is derah banan. Havdalah is the Rabbanon, but the Rambam learns that Havdalah is the Raisa, and the Chinuch as well. Why? Because he said the Havdalah and Kiddush is the same thing. When the Havdalah that you make on Leil Shabbos is called Kiddush, and the Havdalah you make on Matzah Shabbos is called Havdalah. What does Havdalah mean to? Separate. Where do we say Atochain Antana, which Brach and Shemana Esra, Matzah Shabbos? Atochainin, Atochainin Adam Das, which means that the proper Das is to be mavkil between the toiv and the ra, to separate the toiv and the ra. They shouldn't be together. The Yerushalmi says in Brachas that im ein das havdalah minayin. The reason why you make the atochan antoni, you make havdalah and atochainin, is because you need the koyach das to separate the two. That's the koyach of kedusha, of das to kedusha. The chet, the eight hadas, is the das of klipa, which means does the opposite of what das is supposed to be. If das is supposed to separate between toiv and the ra, so what does the eight hadas do? It puts them together that you can't separate them. That was the way the world looked like as a result of the Chet of Adam Rishon. The Toiv and the Ra was all mixed together. Paroi, if you do what we learned this in the Meor Naim a few times. You remember we learned in the parashas of Brish, of Shmois and Be'era, that in the Das was in Golos and Mitzrayim. Remember you spoke about that? He spoke about the Das Mamish, was Marech, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Das, and Moshe Rabbeinu took them out of the Katnus Adas, and Gadlus Adas. Remember all that? Yeah. Good, it's good that only you two are here today. Otherwise they wouldn't know what we're talking about. So Das, the Indian of taking us out from the Das of Kalipa, because Paroi represents the Nochash, we know that. Paroi is called the serpent in Yecheskel, right? In Bechavtes, in a few places, Paroi is called the serpent. The Medrash Rabbah says, Beferish, that Paroi is a Nochash. He's the same, represents the nochash that caused Adam Rishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And therefore, what was Moshe? We discussed this once. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's message? The first ois that Moshe Rabbeinu did before Paroi was that the staff became a nochash. In other words, telling Paroi, we've dealt with you once already, we'll do it again.
Then we failed the first time.
Why? Because his?
Because he ate from
the Eitz Hadas. Yes, so it's a fucking. Going out of Mitzrayim was making the tikkun of the Chet of Eitz Hadas, as we'll soon discuss. Is that Moshe Befaket? That's why his Moshe Aaron's staff swallowed up to show that they're going to be metaking it. But while they were in Mitzrayim, they were stuck in the Nochash, they were stuck in the Eitz Hadas. We know it's Yedua that Paro, he comes from the word, same letters as the word Oiref. Am Kashay Oiref. What does Oiref mean?
Neck.
Which part of the neck? The front or the back? The back. The back. That's why the Egla Rufa, where do you cut it from? The back. So it's called a Rufa, Oiref. The back. The back of the head, that's where the Das is. We know the Chochma Bina, the Moach, has two holes in it, basically two holes. The Kilu, the skull, I mean, has two holes. The Choch, there's one hole is Chochma, one is Bina. And then there's another one at the back, and that represents Das. Paroi had a unique from Das. He was called Oiref. So he had a unique of the Das. But not the right das. He took the das like the Nochash did, and he did the opposite. He caused the Toiv and Ra to mix together. The Eka Tikkun of taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, or Yitzchus Mitzrayim, was to make a Havdalah. And therefore you see in the Makos, right, the Makos says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Havdalah between Eretz Goshen and the rest, right? The Pasuk says Beferish, you know, what's the word? Loshan says Hashem separated Eretz Goshen, that all the animals here died, the animals here didn't die. The Yisrael and Amitri drank from a thing. It was separate. They drank this and they drank the whole Indian of the Makkas of Mitzrayim was what? Separating. Until the Makkas Bechoros, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Posach Hashem al Bote B'nei Yisrael. In other words, separated. This, they were all Bechoros. There was firstborns in Klal Yisrael and firstborns as Mitzrayim. The firstborns in Mitzrayim died and HaKadosh Baruch Hu left. See, the whole Inyan was the correct Das, bringing the Das back to Kedusha, which means Mitzrayim was the Tumah, Klal Yisrael was the Kedusha and the Tahara. Separate Klal Yisrael is the Toiv, Mitzrayim is the Ra. And separating the Toiv and the Ra, that's how we overpower Paroi. Paroi is mixing the Toiv and Ra, and he has a unique attack on Das, and that's the tikkun is separating the two and bringing the das of kedusha out. And that's what the Moreh Nine talks about the whole time. Moshe Rabbeinu is the das of Klal Yisrael. It took us out of katnas hadas into gadlus hadas, etc., etc. We know that it's from the 10 spheres, from the Zayin Midas. We know there's Chochma Bina das, and then there's Lecha Hashem Ha Dula B'Tfura. The first, the 7 Midas we've discussed. Das. Hare Chochma Bina is not actuality, right? It's just machshava. In other words, let's say I decide I want to build a house. So meanwhile, is there a house? No, I've just decided to make a house. So my Chochma, I look, we discussed this this week, we discussed Chochma. With the middle of Chochma, I look at the whole house, how I want it to look. And then I'm going to Bina, is having machshava to see how all the little elements are, who's gonna put all the units in, and who's gonna wire the house, and all the protim of the house. But there's no house yet. When does the house become into actuality? Only when you start building the house. The same thing was in Bria Sohilim. Chochmen Bino is the machshavas of a Kavi Yochel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? To create the world. But then, or to be manhigdan, hashkocha on the world. But Gedula, Gedura, Midas, that are called Midas, is that bringing it out into actuality. Like we discussed once, there's koach and there's poal. So the machshava, that's the koach, and when it's brought out to actuality, then it's poal. What brings the Chochmen Bino into the Midas? Das. That's Chochma Bina. It's Das. Das summarizes the Chochma Bina and brings it down to the Midas, which means Das brings it into actuality. And Vela, therefore, the world, the way the world was supposed to be, Das decides the way the world was supposed to be, because Das is the Midas that brings the world out into actuality, into Bapal, into a Bria. Das brings it into a Bria. Chochma Bina, there's no world just with Chochma Bina. You've got to bring the Chochma down into the world through Das. So therefore, Das decides how the world is going to be built. So when Adam Rishon ate from the chet of the Eitz Hadas, the type of world that was built was a mekulkel world, was the wrong world basically. It's kiru, was the wrong bria. What it says, Zaynochim Hashem ki asas Adam Baretz. It was a bria mekulkelis. It was toyo bavoyo. Because the das was distorted, and when the das is distorted, then the bria comes out distorted. That was the chet. Shabbos. Shabbos is the tikkun olam. There's no gehenim on Shabbos. So made it there for Shabbos. When you make kiddush, you're being mavdil Shabbos from the week, because you got to make havdalah. You got to bring in the emes tikkadas. Shabbos is a day of das, the emes tikkadas. So that's the difference. That's what was happening over here in Mitzrayim. When we defeated Paroi, we defeated the das of Klippa. Is our voida was to bring about the Das of Kedusha, because the Das of Kedusha is going to create the world the way the world is supposed to have been built, the way the world is supposed to have been created. Memela, we understand now that basically taking us out from its triumph and defeating the Mitzrayim is basically a new Bria completely. And if we know that Sukkim say, even by Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Yodaya Teida Kigea Yisim Gigea Yezaracha Beretz Loilahem. And Va'eretz Shvabi Yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. We find often the Lashon Hadas, because the Das is that which creates the new. The Tikkun Hadas creates the Emes Tikkun Bria that was supposed to be, and that is the Bria. If he wouldn't have sinned, he would have gone into Shabbos with the Abdullah between the Toiv and the Ra, and then the Ra doesn't chefer with the Toiv, and then all that's left is Toiv. Imamela, therefore, a new Bria was basically being created over here by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's the Bria of Lost Love, and that's the Bria of Tikkun. Is therefore Chodesh Hazeh Lachem was Kiddush HaChodesh. Chodesh is Chidush HaBria, right? Chodesh is Chidush HaBria. First mitzvah when we came out of Mitzrayim was Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, because it's a new type of Bria that's being created now. Nisan was Rosh HaChodeshim. Nisan is the first month, so the Rosh Chodesh of the first month is the new Bria. In fact, in the Gemara there's a Shitta that the world was created in Nisan. So there's such a shitter. So Mela, therefore, the Yachal from Rosh Chodesh, the Havamina that the Bria would begin in Rosh Chodesh, the Havamina that you should have to begin Mitzvah Sibis Yis Mitzrayim in Rosh Chodesh, is because the Mitzvah Sibis Yis Mitzrayim is looking at a new world. It's looking at a completely new world, a new Bria Bechla. And therefore, it's not stam a commemorative evening. It's Kelo, the whole Bria was fresh. Kelo, we're all young, as we discussed earlier, that with Kelo, Klal Yisrael is just born. Everything's just born, everything's just new. It's a new Chochma Bina coming through, a new Das, creating an actuality, Bepal, a new Zayin Midas, a new manifestation in the Zayin Midas. But nevertheless, so that was the Havamina. Yochum Rosh Chodesh. Tamloima boisahi, boyemahu, I mean. Boyemahu is the tikkun, like we say, boyah Hashem melech al kol ha'aretz, boyemahu, yashem echad shmoyachad, which means there's only going to be toiv, there's only going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be echad shmoyachad, there's not going to be any ra. Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called toiv, toiv Hashem lakol, v'racham aval kol nasov, which means that Shabbos is toiv. Shabbos is Toiv. Shabbos is the Tikkun, where the Toiv is on its own and the Ra just disappears. And therefore, in the whole Mizmah Sheil Yom Shabbos, what do we say the whole time? Beforeach Roshoim Kumo Yosef. Vayatzitzu Kol Poyah Le'oven. Le'isham Dom Adayant. And again, Vatamorom Loilam Hashem. Ki Hine Vecha Hashem. Ki Hine Vecha Yevedu. Yisporadu Kol Poyah. What do you want to speak about these people? Come to Heilig Shabbos, we should start talking about Saddam Hussein. I mean, you're talking about the Heilig Shabbos. Even the Mapala of the Rishon. Why do you bother talking about the Mapala, about the Tanya Rishon? You know, you get to a mood of Kedusha. So you don't even want to talk about the downfall of the Rishon. You just want to talk about Tveikas, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Teretz says that's the Koyach of Shabbos. Shabbos is when the Bria gets the Kulei Toiv, and therefore the Ra gets separated. When the Ra gets separated, does the Ra have its own unique? Does it have its own Chiyas from anywhere? No. Because the only chiyas that there is in the Bria is from Hashem, ki imko makor achayim. And therefore, when we separated the Toiv Hashem Makol from the Ra, is then yisporadu kol poyah le'oven, and they don't exist anymore. That was what was supposed to happen on Shabbos. That's what was supposed to happen, and that does happen on Shabbos, and that happened. And that happened in the defeat of the Mitzrayim was the Bechin of Yisbor to call Payale off. And where finally the Toiv and the Ra got separated through the Emes Nikadas. And the Emes Nikadas is a Havdalah. Atachoyne in the Adam Das. Atachon Antono. That's where we Mavdil. The Emes Nikadas, the Kedusha is Mavdil. Is therefore, leaving Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu introduced us to the Das of Kedusha, which is Mavdil the Ra from the Toiv. When it's Mavdil the Ra from the Toiv, then all that's left is Toiv, all that's left is Toiv, and that's the Asid Lavoi. Vayemahu Yi Hashem Echad Shmoi Echad. There is only Echad. There is only one. There's only Toiv. There's no Ra. So therefore, that's why there would have been a Hamamim of Yochum Rosh Chodesh. It's a completely new Bria. Completely new Bria. That's the Kedusha. The last Bria is finished. It's the end. The Yam Suf. It came to its Suf. And there's a new Bria. Like after the Mabul, there was a new Bria. Now in Mitzrayim, there was a new Bria. But nevertheless, Talmud Loima Vayem Ha. Who? What does the word Bayemahu remind you of? Bayemahu Yiye Hashem Echad Oshma Echad. So that's the Bayemahu. The Oymek of the Bayemahu in the Haggadah is that Bayemahu. So therefore the Mitzrayim, the Bayemahu, which refers to Mitzrayim, also refers to the Bayemahu Yiye Hashem Echad Oshma Echad, because that's where the Ra was nivda from the Toif, and then all that was left is Toif. But that carries on. It says, "Ibayemahu yochni boydeim." I thought that only during the day, erev Pesach, because that's bayemahu. Talmud loyma no. When is there mitzvah of Sibisius Mitzrayim dafka by night? Why dafka by night? The Teretz is moritmi. If you can only have Sibisius Mitzrayim by day, because that represents bayemahu, so then you're recognizing that after the day comes a night. There's still night. There's still ra in the world. What symbol symbolizes that the Ra has been defeated and there isn't any more Ra in the world? That's if you can stretch the Sibisius Mitzrayim into the night. Even I says Bayomahu. The Teretz is, yeah, says Bayomahu. But Bayomahu, there's not going to be any night anymore. So therefore the Bayomahu in this concept, in this context, the Bayomahu means night. Because the night's not a night, the night has also become a Yoim. That's the Talmud Lema. Dafka say Mitzvah Sis Mitzrayim, which belongs to Bayomahu Yashem Echad Shmo Echad, which belongs to the Bechin of Yoim, but it only belongs to the Bechin of Yoim. The Mitzvah of Sibitz Mitzrayim only belongs to the Yoim, which is Laila. The Yoim, which is Laila, as so to say, that there's no Laila anymore. And that's like we've discussed before it a few times. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Laila Ka Yoim Yoi Ka Chashecha. That night they left Mitzrayim, it was Taka, there was no Laila. It was Taka, no Laila. It was Taka, Kulay Or. It was Kulay Or. That's the bechina b'shar sheyesh matzah mor menachem lefanecha. Achniyah matzah mor menachem lefanecha. The two opposites, right? Matzah is cherus. Yeah. Shar sheyesh matzah mor menachem lefanecha. There's a city. You'll see it in your Haggadah. Shar sheyesh matzah mor menachem lefanecha. So in other words, matzah mor is basically. Hare matzah mor, matzah is cherus, mor is bitterness, it's slavery, but nevertheless, it all becomes one Indian, it all becomes an Indian of cherus. The mitzvah sibitz Mitzrayim is when the night of cherus, when the mor becomes an eter. Hare this laila is a laila of cherus, right? It's a laila of cherus. But when we eat mor. Morah, that night, the night of Pesach, that is that we're being, where everything is mishapach, just like the night became day, is the morah also is a chelik of the Leil Cheirus. When you include the morah, when it's in the skull together, is that's when there's a mitzvah of Sibisius Mitzrayim. And that's why we said, maschile mignus, but messiah mishvach takes away the maschile mignus retroactively, when there's only shvach, only toiv left. So that was the hamamina. And that's the maskana, and that's the tikkun adas. Tikkun adas is where there's only going to be a thing. Like,
so the mor is like really cheres now.
So when mor is part of the cheres, when it's an integral part of the, it's like, you know, it's like the famous marshal kilu of. So the mor is remembering cheres we're living now in. Mor is commemorating history. Understand? That's why the mitzvah of Morah today is only the Rabbonu. Mitzvah of Matzah is doi. Right, so why? Because Be'etzem, it's a night of Cheres. Be'etzem we're Be'cheres. Be'etzem it's a night of Cheres. Why should we have Morah? Shas v'zman hazeh, that mitzvah mor is only the rabbanon because be'etzem tonight of cheres, the chelik of mor that's bitter, that's when it's niskala into the cheres of tonight. Therefore there's a shaila, the taste of the mor can be mevatel, the taste of the matzah. Also, mor, that's why you mustn't eat it together. It's also in Arab Sochem, by Zechel Mikdash Kehillel, Kein Osa Hillel, etc. Because the matzah, the whole purpose of the mor, it's not to be mevatel, the matzah, the matzah's the night, the matzah's the etzem laila, the matzah's the etzem cheres. But the mor is the skala, just like the choshech. When it becomes day, when laila becomes day, like it did literally to its rhymes, it's still called laila, but it was light. That's the same bechina, when you have matzah and mora together, is the matzah and mora together correspond to where there is only cheres tonight, and the mora is a commemorative thing. But it's not, it's when somebody's wealthy and he remembers when he was very poor. So you know the famous mashal of holachman and kolachman, that every day when the man got his riches, once a year he used to still dress up as a poor person and he like, etc. But then to commemorate how it used to be, that's the bechina of mora. So, that's the pshat b'shoshish, matzah and mora, when be'etzem it's cheirus. Be'etzem it's a lila of cheirus. And in this lila of cheirus, everything around this lila is a bechina of cheirus. Even though it's night and even though there's mora, it doesn't matter. The mora is together with the matzah. The mora is in the skull and the cheirus of the matzah. So, mela, therefore, the person can then say the mitzvah of sipi sisim shrayim when there isn't any more laila. That's on the same yisod. That's on the same yisod as we discussed. The same yisod that we discussed. We discussed this yisod that Rabbi Akiva, he saw the laila of the yom and he saw the or and the golas. In other words, even when it's dark, but he doesn't see dark, he sees or. It's all the same yisod. That's the moro of the matzah together. That's the mitzvah of sipi sisim shrayim, and it's going to be yisvod the kol pa'al le'ofen. On Shabbos, we don't go out fighting with the Ra. Shabbos is a day of menucha. We don't fight on Shabbos. But we're so dovel to the toiv, corresponds to such a tkufa, we're going to be so dovel to the toiv, that the Ra is going to be able to behold the whole toiv together, and the Ra is not going to have any more unika from the toiv, and then it'll just, yisborah the kol pa'alei ofen, and then it'll be the Ra will sort of be history. So that's the same bechina. A new bria, as if the world was created. Mamash, as if the world was created. A new das, breaking the wrong das. That's the yisod. Das creates the world. The das, that's the yisod. I mean, Ramchal discusses it in Shari Ramchal. He discusses it in Arichas in the Sefer. When I say for Shari Ramchal, it's a beautiful Sefer where he's makdim the Hakdomas in Kabbalah, which to myself it's very easy to understand. He goes through a spheres, does it in a very beautiful, clear way. And then he explains the spheres, because he said the das brings out the machshava into maisa. The zayin midas are kilu b'chino of more maisa, more b'poal, more actuality already. The moichin is the machshava. And the das sort of formulates, the das summarizes the Chochma Bina. He says a moshul, he says it's a beautiful moshul. Because Rebbe says there's keseh, Chochma Bina, right? And das and then the midas are melchus. He says a person wants to build a house. And I say, you want to build a house. You don't know how to build a house. And actually you do, I don't know how to build a house. So what do you have to do? So you've got to get it. But I want to build a house. I want to build a house, a big house with 5 bedrooms and I don't know what, right? So that rotzoin, that machshava, that's kesem. But I don't know where to start from. So I've got to have an architect. What does the architect do? He draws the outlines of the house. The outlines of the house is not going to get me where to put the wire. It's not going to do the wiring for me, and it's not going to do the foundation. It's not going to do the where to put the windows and where to put the doors. What do you need for that? You need somebody called a civil engineer, or interior designer, or whatever these people are called. That they decide more the ins and outs of the house. So the architect is chochma. He just draws an outline what the house is going to look like. That's chochma. Bina is the guy who does more the protim of the house, like we discussed. He's like the guy who gets down to the nitty gritty of the house. And then, what do you do? But he's not going to get very far, and he's not going to get very far, because the architect doesn't do any bricklaying, and the engineer or the interior designer doesn't do it either. What do you have to get? You've got to get workers. But I don't know which workers to get, so you've got to employ a guy. In Hebrew, he's called a kablan. This guy knows where the foundations are, where the tractors are, and where the electricians are, and where the window pane to get them, and to where the glass guys got. What's it called?
A contractor.
And he gets the house. Who's the contractor? Das. Daf is the one that's responsible. Then he gets a chik and a daf, gets a chokhmah, and he gets a gvura, and he gets a teferis, and a netzach, and a hoid, and a yisoid, and a malchus. And then the malchus is, later when you go into your house, into your ready house, then you remember your keser, you remember your rotzen, you remember your rotzen was taka to have such a house, and now taka, you have the house in actuality. So you had the guy who wanted the house, the architect, the chokhmah, the bina, and then the daf, he's the contractor, he's getting everything together. Without the daf, there's nothing gets in actuality, because the architect is thinking, he might draw a few pictures, and the bina will tell you where to put the windows, and where to put the doors, and where to put the wires, and they're still having a good house. I'll still need the contractor, and he'll get the guy. So daf shapes the house, daf makes the house. So if Adam was yoinik, then the nochosh, through Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas was yoinik, so that's the world. There was a house in Mekukal, there was a spoiled house, there was a ruined house built, because Das builds the Bria. So Das builds the Bria, so there's not the ruined Das. But the Dal and Para was yoinik from that Das. So the last Achiza that Das had was a Mitzrayim. When that's gone, we started with a new Das. That's the Das of Bechina Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's the Bechina of Das, he introduced Kai Yisrael to a new Das. A new Das means a whole new Bria. Paul no Bria. Oh, Yachon Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the beginning of the Bria. So for the Havimina was, we should start already Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then by Yom Ahu, because by Yom Ahu is Yeh Hashem Echad, Shmo Yechal, which is the world B'tikunoi, But if you do it, then I'll still be Boid Yom. But if it's me Boid Yom, you're saying that it's still Laila, it's still Ra. Therefore you've got to do Dafka Belaila to show them, no, there isn't any Ra. Then the Bayom Ahu is Belaila. We discussed once before already. Therefore on Shabbos, it's also Kula Yoyim, right? What do we have? How does the Shemone Esra of Ato, Kidashto? It's Yoyim Ashvi. When do we say that? And the night, Friday night. Rachmi Yanchilenu Yoyim Shekula Shabbos. On Nuchel Chai Elonim says Kula Yoyim. That same Bechina of Dafka doing it by night. Just like on Shabbos, you Dafka say Ato Kidashto. Wadine, you Dafka say, this. So that's the Havamina. The rest of it's Hashem saving it. So it's been as Monday, so everything's relaxed, nothing has to be on time. But as it says, obviously, that any shir that you give Ben Azmanim, because of Ben Azmanim, you're not allowed to prepare anything for the shir. So we'll just chazar over a few nakudas that are very important for Erev Pesach. First halacha that's going to be directly nogeh to you, Leil Erev Pesach, is the Indian of Bedikas Chometz. That's Maseches Pesachim begins, Ola Ba'osa Boitkines HaChometz. And Shidua, the Gemara says in Brachas, the end of the first Perek, that the Chometz corresponds to the Yetzirah. And there's a chiv to search out, to seek out the Yetzirah a night before Pesach. Obviously the battles with the Yetzirah, one battles with him all year round, and one's going to try to uproot him all year round. Seems like there's a special chiv to search the Yetzirah, and to seek him out, and to destroy him, and to be bir chometz, and bittel chometz, and bittel belev sagi, but even a bittel belev is enough, you could actually go ahead and burn him. And the machloek is, how do you have to burn him? Whether it's aim bir chometz and a sreifa, whether you can mevatel belev, there's so many halachas concerning burning the Yetzirah, getting rid of the Yetzirah, although it's a battle all year round. But the reason why dafko on Pesach, or Erev Pesach, the way to prepare oneself for Pesach, is by burning the Yetzirah. It's because we know that the Yisod that we've discussed already, that basically we were born, Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yecheskel says so, Beferush, the Novi Yecheskel, we were born Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chazal say that a person is born with his Yetzirah, his Yetzir Toiv comes into him a lot later. But as he's born straight away with the Yetzirah. The difference between being born Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim and a child is literally born into this world is, that a child doesn't know who his Yetzirah is. But we know already, we've come through a year, a half a year since Rosh Hashanah, till we also got rid of our Yetzirah. And we know exactly who he is. And therefore the first avoid of preparing ourselves for Pesach, as newly born babies, as we're going to be Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach is, that we've got to root out the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is the first thing that lands into a baby, and therefore we've got to root him out before he gets deeply embedded into us, before he finds the cracks, before he finds the chur in his stocking where to hide. Once we allow him in, once he finds his hiding places, is then the avoida of Pesach is a far more difficult avoida. We've got to root him out before he finds himself deep hiding places where he's going to disturb us later. That's Pasha Pshat. But obviously there's a yisod much deeper than this. Klal Yisrael, Yel Yitzis Mitzrayim, was zoicha to a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they were never zoicha before. The Yitzienu Hashem Lekeinu Mitzrayim, lo yada de malach, ve lo yada de sora, ve lo yada de ashliach, ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoid of Atzma. So you do all these different pshatim, what it means a malach, what it means a sora, shliach, three in yonim. So it corresponds to the three olamas, of Briya, Yitzia, Asira. Normally speaking, the rest of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Ashpah Doiva down to Klal Yisrael, it's going to come down through a certain Seder. By the time it comes down to us, it's very often difficult to see it, it's difficult to feel it, or it's difficult to realize that it's coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'in kein aleil yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayetzein HaShem lekein Mitzrayim, lo yadei malach, lo yadei shliach, sorof, lo yadei shliach, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoid of Atzma, v'zoich aleil yitzias Mitzrayim, to such giluyim. To Gilu Eliyo, when you open the door, to Koishel Eliyo, to such Giluyim. Our Avodah is Pashat Yitzias Mitzrayim to make ourselves into a Kedi, to be able to accept, to be able to prepare ourselves for such Giluyim. Normally we know there's two Avodahs, there's Sumeirah and there's Vasei Tov. The Asei Tov on Leil Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. He sends us down through our any Shliach, he sends us down direct to Oris to feel him, to feel a gratitude to him, and to feel and to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a certain inner feeling that calls us, that we cry out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole sod of Manishtana, the Ben Shoyal is Oviv, the son asks his father, the son feels that you're my father, you're my source of information, you're everything for me. And that's the feeling that we as Bonim feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where it's the Ben Shoyal, it's the Av, it's the son, it's Klal Yisrael calling out to the Av, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does all of Asei Tov for us. There's one avoider that Klal Yisrael has to do, and that avoider is the avoider of Sumeira. If we matzliach in the avoider of Sumeira, is then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us down, and we're making ourselves into a Keli, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us down all the Oiris, and we'll feel Oiris, and they'll be able to be immersed, and we'll be able to internalize them, and to solidify all those Oiris coming. But we've first got to check ourselves out. Are we a worthy Keli of receiving such Oiris? It's me'ein, it's similar to Adam Rishon, Lefnei Achet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that Adam Rishon was commanded in a Loisa Asei. Me'eitza Toivara, Loisoichal. You must need from the Eitza Das Toivara. Mikol Eitza Gan Ochol Toichal, Ve'eitza Das Toivara, you're not allowed to eat. HaKadosh, when Adam Rishon was born, the Ramchal is Marach in various places, and when Adam Rishon was born, the Tachlis Briyas Adam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu can shower him with Kaviyachal, with his goodness, with his Hashem's kindness, with Giluyim, with Hasogas, feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Tachlis HaBriya. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam Rishon, that's a famous Yisod, the Ramchal more than others is Marach a lot on this Yisod in various places. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I don't give you any hachana, if I don't give you any preparation, if you don't prepare yourself for this or, if it's nama de kisufa, you'll be embarrassed to get such an or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to send a person an or when he's prepared for that or, in order that the or, he should be able to solidify the or, he should feel that he's worked for the or, he deserves the or can actually be a keli, he can be a keli for this or. But if a person doesn't do any avoida for it, is then the or will come to him, it'll go straight back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam Rishon, I'm giving you one lois aseh, eitza das toivera lois oichal, I'm giving you one sumeira. We know the lois aseh is of the sumeira, and the mitzvah aseh is of the vasei tov. Hashem says, I'm giving you a lois aseh, I'm giving you one lois aseh, I'm giving you a sumeira to prepare yourself for the unbelievable or. And we know that if Adam Rishon wouldn't have sinned, he was created in Erev Shabbos. If he wouldn't have sinned, he would have entered Shabbos. Shabbos is the Zman of or. Shabbos is the Zman of the or. The or that comes down is Yedua, the Shabbos and Pesach. Are very related. The Or of Shabbos and the Or of Pesach are very related. It's called the Or of Chochma. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam Rishon, when Shabbos comes in, like just like we light candles when Shabbos comes in, by Baruch Elokim is Yom HaShvi'i, by Kadosh Hoysoi, says the Sechazal, the Gemara, and the Medrash, that Baruch Hu Ma'or, send us this unbelievably powerful or to other Marishain if you would have been Zoich. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says there has to be an avoid of Sumei Ra. You first got to clear yourself away from Ra. You shouldn't be able to entertain anything that Chas V'Shalom comes from Ra, comes from the Tzadshik Neged, comes from the opposite side. And if other Marishain Taka would have cleared away the Ra, if you'd have done the same Pedikas Chometz, if you'd have cleared away the Ra, not internalized the Ra, is then you would have been Zoich to all the Oiris that have come down. Exactly the same thing happens to us on the Leili Tzius Mitzrayim. Leili Tzius Mitzrayim, as we discussed in the Shirin, the Leili Tzius Mitzrayim is the same Maaseh Bereishis going all over again. Leili Tzius Mitzrayim is exactly the same. The whole Bria starting all over again. The whole Tachlis of being in Mitzrayim was that avoid of Sumera. As is Yodua, the Pesukim say, Vidatim kini Hashem, Yodua, Teida, Kigei, Zaracha, Beloi Lehem, the Yedia, the Das, the Yedu Mitzrayim, Ki Ani Hashem. We see the Das being repeated itself over and over again, because Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Das, Tovera, and that caused the Ra to be internalized into Adam Rishon. But never the Kodesh Baruch Hu put Klal Yisrael into Mitzrayim in order to take away that Eitz Das, Tovera, and in its place to put the Das, the Kedusha, into Klal Yisrael, to infuse Klal Yisrael with Kedusha. The whole tachlis of being in Mitzrayim was the Avoid of Sumei Ra. I'm going to put you in the Ra of Mitzrayim, was the Ra. I'm going to put you in the Ra, and you've got to do the Avoid of Sumei Ra, and then you're going to be Zoicha to everything. Then you're going to be metaken the chet of Adam, and you're going to be zoicha to everything Adam Rishon should have been zoicha to, were he not to have sinned. And Mimela, therefore, the avoidah bedikas chometz, the avoidah birah chometz, is the avoidah each and every one, each and every person has to find his cracks, the chorin and stocking in each and every person. The yetzahara, every single person's got a different yetzahara. Every single person's got different areas of where the yetzahara has the better over him. Some people have it in taiva, some people have it in laziness, some people have it they can't concentrate davening, they can't learn the Shema, some people have it within the Yitzhahara, sometimes disguises himself so well. Chazal tell us the Yitzhahara never tells a person, b'derech chlal, never tells a person directly, go and be Mechal Shabbos, go and do this very bad Avera. He'll disguise himself within mitzvahs and he'll say, your mitzvahs are not so worthy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, you're not Mechavan properly in Yishmon Esrus. How do you know how much Yishmon Esrus are worth? How much are you mechavan already? He gets into chayr and stocking. He gets into such areas where you don't even feel that the Yetzirah is talking to you. You probably feel that the Yetzirah Toiv is talking to you because he's discussing in Yonam of Mitzvahs. These are the chayr and stocking cracks that the Yetzirah hides himself in a mockery where he doesn't even let you. Shlomo Melech, the Chochem Mikol Adam begins Sefer Mishli by saying you're going to know this Yetzirah. He's very smart and he hides himself in all various places, and the Gra Mishli is Makdim and Marech. How that's the whole beginning of Sefer Mishli. How you have to know how to find the Yetzirah, how you have to know how to deal with the Yetzirah, because that's the avoid on Erev Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Or la ba also. And we've discussed before the Or la ba also, the first Mishnah in Psachim is Or, and Or means Choshech, which means you've got to dig inside, you've got to dig deep inside the Choshech until you've uprooted him, and you should be Zoicha to the Or that's going to come down in Leil Yetzirah Mitzrayim. That's the first avoidah is especially now as we prepare ourselves for Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach is our Shposa coming from our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Leil Yedei Malach, Leil Yedei Tzorach. Nobody's Oisek in Sumei Ra, Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach, there's no Ra there, Bechlal. The Moror, you eat together with a Matzah, and everything's made, all the Ra's, all Miskal, everything's Toiv, everything's Kuloi Toiv, everything's Kuloi Chochm, everything's Kuloi Ashposa from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. But nevertheless, a person is only going to appreciate, is only going to feel the tremendous Oiris that come down in Leil Pesach if he was Makdim, if he made himself into a Keli. And that's the Avoida, in these days. You know, Baruch Hashem, you guys are not exposed to the Ra, you haven't gone home, and you're still learning in the Beis HaMedrash, Baruch Hashem, and in the Beis HaMedrash is no Ra, which makes that Baruch Hashem, that's the right place to be, but it sometimes makes this Avodah more delicate for you. If you'd have gone home, if you'd have gone out and Tehillim already now, you'd have seen the Ra quite well, you'd have seen your Avodah quite professionally. But now you're sitting in the Beis HaMedrash where there's no Mokim for Ra, in Pogabah, Manuvel Zeh, says the Gemara in Brachas, if you meet the Yetzahor, Mashcheh, Beis HaMedrash, and Beis HaMedrash is a Mokim where he dissolves, where he doesn't exist. But nevertheless, every person within himself has to dig deeper into himself. Has to see, no, even within the Beis HaMedrash, if there's a mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz, it means that every single Jew has this mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz, whoever he is, there must be somewhere deep down inside me, where there must be at the root of the Yetzahor. And Chazal tell us that Purim is 30 days, Yom Purim in Prozim is 30 days before Pesach, and Chutzmi Prozim is on Yudalad Adar, that's connected Yudalad, it's the Shloshim Yom Koidim Yudalad Nisan. In other words,
In other words, the avodah of the yitz, of the avodah of Purim, which was the Indian mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, which is the same mitzvah as the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz. Amalek is the Ra, Amalek was the Nochash, Amalek is Esav, Amalek is Para, Amalek is everybody. He is the Ra that's deeply rooted into somebody. That's the Bechina of Yaakov. Esav wants to join up with Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu says, don't come with me, don't come with me. Yaakov Avinu is making a Havdalah, Bedikas Chometz, keeping the Ra away. Is the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek that takes place on Purim, is the Hachana for 30 days later, to do the Bedikas Chometz, to root out the final Ra that's so deep that couldn't be rooted out on Purim. It's a tremendous koyach a person has. And a person has to be mizboyin, has to make a serious cheshbon nefesh every single day now, leading up to Yud Dalet. Every single day, see where one weakness, certain weaknesses of his, of Yitzharas of his, and work on them one by one, rooting them out. And then a person will be zoichem retz Hashem. When he enters Pesach, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now, having entered Pesach, I'm ready, I tried my best to make myself into a kli for the unbelievable oiris, the giluyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down for us on Leil Seder. On Leil Seder, as we read the Haggadah, we have to realize that the Haggadah is Miloshen Lahagid, and we say, Koy Suma ala Beis Yaakov, Sagid Livnei Yisrael, the Indian of Haggadah, what's the chilik between the Indian of Haggadah and the Indian of Amira? The Yadua, that the Indian of difference between the Indian of Amir and the Indian of Agoda is, Rashi says it in Yisrael, in Koysoyma Lavez Yaakov, Visagid Livnei Yisrael, Amir is a Lashon Raka, and Visagid Livnei Yisrael, you're talking about the men, there you've got to speak harshly, you've got to speak harshly. It doesn't mean that to the girls talk softly and to the boys scream, and to the boys scream at them. That's not what it means. What it means is that the Indian of Tagid is an Indian that penetrates much deeper. In other words, the Hasagas of the Beis Yaakov is an Afamira Raka, which means it's not supposed to penetrate so deep. Masha'inkim is Sage Livnei Yisrael, that penetrates much deeper. We know that there was Asorah Mamorais, and then there was Aseres Adibros. The Aseres Adibros, which were penetrated much deeper than Asorah Mamorais. Asorah Mamorais still kept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, away from the Bria. We can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down Aseres Adibros, the whole world shook. The Indian of Sagid, Haggadah Shel Pesach, is that when we read Haggadah Shel Pesach, there's oiris that are penetrating into us, deep, deep, deep into us. And that's what we have to realize, to say every single word corresponds Keneged, the most unbelievable Giluyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending us down. And we're Ma'am of Emunah Pshuta. And that's why Matzah is Michla de Memunusa. Matzah says the Zohar HaKadosh is the Lechem of Emunah. Which means that Leil Pesach is an Indian of Emunah, that we're Ma'am of Emunah Shlema, that every word he was saying is building, and every word we're saying is bringing down tremendous Giluyim, whether we feel it now, whether we don't feel it now. That's the whole Indian of our Ben Shoyl Aviv, the Ben. The Gemara in Bracha says, the Ein Yutinig Yudea Likris Abba Ve'ima Chiyitan Tam Dogon. A child doesn't know how to call his parents Abba Ve'ima until he tastes Dogon, says the Gemara in Bracha. Which means that Dogon, the Matzah, gives a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a little child to a father. And a little child to a father doesn't know why he's his father, he doesn't know how he's his father, but he knows he's his father and he won't leave him for a second. And it's Bekuach Nefesh to take him away. Is Zuadin Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, Leil HaKadosh Pesach, we're all like children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we ask the man Ishtana, is we're like calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying we're Ma'am and B'munah Shlema with B'munah Pshuta, that everything we're saying now is being poiled. And we're Ma'am and B'munah Shlema that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us down Leil Pesach, tremendous Yat Dishmaya and tremendous Giluyim that are going to keep us in good stead for the whole year. We're Ma'am in this B'munah Shlema, and every word we're reading, even though we don't know the Oymek HaKavona of everything, but nevertheless we believe in B'munah Shlema just like that child. We're Ma'am in that everything we're saying in the mitzvah of Matzah, in the mitzvah of Mora is poiled, unbelievable things in the Olam HaSilyonim. And that's the Leil Pesach. The whole Yom Tov of Pesach is like that. The whole Yom Tov of Pesach is Yadua Keneged Avraham Avinu. The three Regalim correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pesach corresponds to Avraham. That's the Inyan of the Matzah, when he invited the guests. Lushi Vasi Ugois. The Inyan of Matzah. And Shavuos corresponds to Yitzchok. Sukkos corresponds to Yaakov. Yaakov Nosa Sukkoisa. Shalos Avraham Avinu is the middle of Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu is the middle of Gvura, and Yaakov Avinu is the middle of the Chibur of Tiferes. Therefore, Yitzchak Avinu is the middle of Gvura. That's connected Shavuos. When we stood at the foot of Hasina, we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us as Paruch HaNishmos, and we all died. In other words, we couldn't. There was such a level of din, we couldn't survive. Mashenkin Pesach is the middle of Avram, and the middle of Avram is the middle of Chesed. The middle of Chesed is just to be Mashpia, and to give. That's the Yontav of Pesach, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just giving, and Mashpia to us. In accordance to what type of Kedah we are, is that's a much, that's a much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. And in the same way as Avraham Avinu, when he invited the guests in, even though he thought they were Arabs, in other words, Chazal say that corresponds to a Jew, but even if he's on the worst matzav, nevertheless, Avraham Avinu with his midas HaChesed could see that even this Jew can have a tikkun, and even this Jew can be a guest by Avraham Avinu's house and say brachas with Avraham Avinu, just as to be Isaac before him with the Sumei Rav. Avraham Avinu tells his guests, just wash your feet from the Avodah Zorah. In other words, he suspected them of being Ovda Avodah Zorah. And Atkadei Kach, he just said, wash your feet, be Mekayim a little Sumeira, and then me, with the mid of Chesed, I'll bestow so many Ashpas onto you, that it says that it became Gerim. It's called a Nefesh, Asha Osu Bechoron, is all the Gerim. Avraham Avinu made Gerim. He was Mashpia to them, such an abundance of good. He just asked them for a little Sumeira. That's the Yontov of Pesach. And that's the Midas HaChesed. That's the Midas HaChesed of Pesach. Shavuos is a Sphere Soime. Shavuos is Midas HaGvura. Midas Gvura is, if you don't prepare yourself properly for it, if you don't prepare yourself mamish properly for it, you don't get anything. In other words, there's a Sphere Soimeh, which even each and every day we have to work on this different middah and the seven middahs, and each middah is made up of all seven middahs, therefore you need seven times seven of achonot, and only then perhaps you can be zoichet to Kabbalah Satoyah and Klal Yisrael, the Parchan Ishmosan. They weren't even 100% ready yet, and they were Parchan Ishmosan. Mashenkin Pesach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends it down without the middahs of Gvura. I'm not asking you to prepare yourselves in such a radical level, even if you only prepare yourselves by taking the Yitzhara out of the Chorin and Sedokin. Nevertheless, Pesach's middahs of Chesed, I'll still be Mashpia to you. That's the unbelievable Yom Tov. But a person has to realize to prepare himself to be ready for all these Giluyim. And which Giluyim? I mean, we're not talking about Giluyim of. I mean, we are talking about Giluyim, but it doesn't mean that every person is going to see Eliyahu HaNavi. And if he doesn't see it, it means his whole Seder night's a failure. It means everybody kolachad lefi dar gedilei. Everybody according to his madrega. Come down on Pesach, it can keep a person in good stead all year round. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it with kindness, without our voida from Milamata. What did Hashem say to Klal Yisrael? Leli Tzius Mitzrayim, you've got to do something for me. Rashi brings down a Pasha's boy. Ramasya ben Cheresh said that Klal Yisrael at Eriyom ve'Eriyom, we didn't have any mitzvahs. How can we be zoicha to all these tremendous Geluim if we don't have any mitzvahs? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just do two mitzvahs, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Then you're going to be zoicha to everything. We were Eriyom Ve'Eriyom, as we're going to say in HaKadosh Pesach. We had mamish nothing. We had no Giluyim, we had no mitzvahs, nothing. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm still giving it to you. I love you, Klal Yisrael, and I'm still giving it to you with a minimum avoda. So it's like, it's almost to say like the lucky Yom Tov, that we're zoicha to so much for doing so little. But we have to make sure at least that little which we have to do, we do properly. And that's the achana every single day, to work on ourselves, to try and uproot, if it's difficult for us to get up from bed in the morning, or if it's difficult for us, or in avodas achila, if it's difficult for us. So in every different aspect, it's very important for us to work on dakistik and middas, and then we'll be zoichem et Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us down all those oiras. That nekuda, this nekuda of this love, of this av, of this chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us on Pesach, is that's what's different between Klal Yisrael and Umas HaOlam. The Ata V'chatona Mikol HaAmim, Ata V'chatona Mikol HaAmim, Ahavta Yisona V'rotzisa Bonu, Sechazal, let's connect Chag HaPesach. Why? Because Maral is Marech, and Inno Bechira, to choose between two things, of Klal Yisrael, much more worthy than the Goyim, there's no choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us because we were worthy. But if you choose something, means you're looking at two things which seem equal, and you make a Bechira in Klal Yisrael. It says the Maral, the Bechira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael, is not a Bechira where we go all the way to our Maisim, and we show that we're so different from the Goyim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses us. That's not a fair Bechira. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, even though we were Halalo Oivda Avodah Zorah, but Halalo Oivda Avodah Zorah, nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. That's the Atav V'chatonim Mikol Amim. We have so much HaKoros HaToy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for this Chag HaPesach HaBol Leinu L'Toyva, for choosing us, and for saying in Mitzrayim, for telling Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Shmois and Klal Yisrael, we're in Mitzrayim on the Memtes Shari Tumah. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Koyama Hashem, B'ni B'choyri Yisrael, B'ni B'choyri Klal Yisrael, I love them, all the averes they're doing in the Memtes Shari Tumah, I look at that as being external, I look at that as being just stains on their clothes, I don't look at that as being Be'etzem. Is that's all the tremendous chesed, the chag chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We just have to appreciate this. We just have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Yom Tov of Ava, showing love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Atav HaChatonim Mikol HaAmim, Ahavto Yisono V'Rotzisa Bonu, is we're going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have an unbending love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you only want to do your Rotzen. Even though sometimes it's difficult, and sometimes we have Nefilis, and sometimes we have Yeridus, but nevertheless, our Ava to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mayim Rabim La Yuchlu Lechabes is a Hava and Horis La Yishtafua. That's why it's a minute to say Shea Shirim and Leil Pesach. Because after the Hagodesh of Pesach, when we appreciate and we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us on this wonderful evening, is then we haven't got words for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Achnu Oyavim Oyscha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the whole Shea Shirim is based on. In Mayim Rabim La Yuchlu Lechabes. And if this goy and this goy comes, Lo Yuchlu Lechabes, with now Ava, I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is forevermore. That's the feeling that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A child sees when he's misboining a bit, and he sees that his parents are just giving him everything and everything and everything and everything. And what's he returning to his parents? Getting in trouble in school and trouble with his friends, and still his parents still feed him every day breakfast, dinner, and supper, and they give him pocket money and they give him everything. And even though all he's returning to them is just, then a child is misboining, he suddenly feels it's an unbelievable Ava. What am I giving them? And look how much they're giving me. Is after the Hagonah Shel Pesach and after the Hilgam mitzvahs of Matzah and Mor and Zechel Asel Migdash Kehillah, all the mitzvahs that we have, the Haggadah, is then we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has just poured down on us. And then we think to ourselves, no, how much are we giving back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we just pour out into an unbelievable Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're realizing that even realizing that he was Boicha Ba'as, even though how much more, how much are we giving him, how much sometimes are we showing ourselves different to the Umas Olam. But nevertheless, he chose us and he always sticks to us and he always says, I'll never leave you alone. And he promised Avraham Avinu that he's never going to leave us alone. That's the unbelievable Ava that we have. So it's a little avoid that required. That's the Chayr in its talking, finding the Yitzhar and the Chayr in its talking. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ah, by doing the proper B'dikas Chomus, you're giving me the opportunity for doing something that I want so much, and that is to be mashpia unto you and to allow you to share the unbelievable Tanuk of Tzadikim Yoishvin Vatrisein Bereshein V'nenim Yiziv Hashchinah. This year, Be'ez Hashem is Barach, which is Zoycha, and Neuchel Shom and Azvochen Absochem, if we mam and Mimun Shlema, that if we mam, even though we've been in Golis for 2,000 years, but as we said, like children to a father, if we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take us out of Golis, if we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is suffering so much more in Golis than we are suffering in the Golis, we sometimes forget about the Golis, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Messiah Das for one second. And that's the whole Inyan, that all the mitzvahs that we do, and the comes of Shabbos, all those mitzvahs have an aliyah. Comes a Yom Tov, all those mitzvahs have an aliyah, they go back, they get reunited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Maisa mitzvah that we do with our guf, we're taking a certain shechina out of Golus, and we're reuniting it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Las is nachas ruach la the retzoyne yizborach. Therefore, when we mam b'mun shleim, and we say we in Yerushalayim Erech, and we say es tzemach dovid avdecha, and we talk about the binyan Beis HaMikdash, and we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, and we realize that the Rambam paskens that every mitzvah is machriyas kol ha'olam l'kaf zchus, and every mitzvah is capable of taking klal Yisrael out of Golus. In these days before Pesach, b'nissan nigalu, b'nissan asidin negal, we have to be machazak ourselves that Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we have to be mam and b'mun shleima, like the child that Ben is mam and b'mun shleima in the Av. We have to be mam and that Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch is waiting for it, and we have to be mam, and if we daven hard enough, the Be'ez Hashem is Baruch will be zoicha for it. We'll be zoicha for it, and that's chus will be zoicha Be'ez Hashem is Baruch to meet together, and v'noichel shom and azvochen apsochem. We'll be zoicha to the emestika simcha, and the emestika av, and the emestika tainuk that HaKadosh Baruch has been waiting 2,000 years to be mashpia to us, and we'll be zoicha to that emetz Hashem b'korav mamish b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.